Buzz Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear dogs and cats singing, you got to know it's Frisky Friday. Of course it is. And today we have on our show with us my friend from A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. Initially had a big event today, and of course that got canceled by the weather. But Francine is here. Good morning, Francine.
Good morning.
I'm sorry the event got canceled.
How are you?
But selfishly, I'm glad you're able to be on the show.
It's one of our favorite events, and the event is still going on at St. Christopher's. They just have indoor crafts, you know, but they don't have enough space for the dogs to be inside. It's just too cold and too wet, and I'm a weenie. It's cold and wet.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to be sitting outside. I mean, and it's one of those things we were laughing before we went on the air, because every time you plan an event and then the forecasters forecast doom and gloom and rain, and you get up that morning and it's sunny and you're thinking, oh no, we canceled it. We could have had it. It's the worst feeling.
It is the worst feeling, but we know it's coming, and the little dogs with the wet ground, and it's just too much. They're miserable. We're all miserable, and
right.
We can get our adopters to come see us. So that's the fun part.
Well, tell us a little bit about A Place of Hope. Some folks might be listening that are not familiar with who you are. You're very unique in what you do. You're not necessarily a shelter, but you have people who foster the small animals and small dogs. So kind of give a background of how, what you do, how long you've been here, because it's a fascinating story, really.
Well, we started this rescue in 2017, and I was volunteering with the Chihuahua Rescue before that. So I helped them by taking over their inventory when they were closing and got the dogs in and kind of grew from there. We're a lot different than that rescue was, and we've done really good things, I think. We are foster-based, so there is not a facility. Lots of people show up at my house wanting to see dogs and don't understand why I won't let them come see the dogs, but that's not how it works. You have to go through the website. You have to get an application in and get at least pre-approved. And then when you find a dog, we do private meet and greets with the foster and the dog, and hopefully the people that want to adopt bring their dogs too and make sure everybody's going to get along. And it's a pleasant, nice experience normally, and we love having our adopters come meet us that way.
Well, it definitely is a formula that works, because you have had many, many adoptions over the years. And one of the things that I love that you do is that Christine, who works your social media, will put the pictures of the pups or the little dogs. And then what's really neat is you give these very detailed descriptions about where they will get along, what they need in their environment. And that's that extra effort that y'all put in that I think makes you so special, because the fosters get to know these little pups. And sometimes they're not puppies. Sometimes they're senior dogs too. And that's a great thing, because you say in the description, this dog needs to be in a large yard, a fenced yard, or this dog does not get along with other little kids. I mean, you kind of get pretty thorough about your evaluation.
Well, and that's one of the advantages of a rescue that is foster based as opposed to like a shelter. The dogs are just in pens, and they don't know their personalities. They don't know about them. And a lot of people don't understand, I think, because we have a lot of people that argue with us about, you know, they think we're being too strict. They think, you know, any dog is fine without a fence. Well, that's not necessarily the case. A lot of these dogs have been strays. They have been artists with their owners, and owners can't take it anymore. You know, they can't keep them contained. And so we can tell them all about the dogs. We know if they're chicken eaters or don't like kids, or if they fight with other dogs in their foster home, if they're an alpha personality, we can tell them all of that. And we're pretty good at what we do. I mean,
Well, I love
what we do. We tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly about all the dogs.
Well, I love the personalities descriptions.
Kind of go that route with it. So
the personality descriptions that you have in there are so great, because it'll say the,
you know, it's just good.
Yeah, yeah. You'll talk about whether the whether the dog is got a, the
I feel like I lost you, Meg.
Uh oh, did you?
Oh, there you are. Okay, you're back.
Yep, I was saying that one of the things I love is you describe the dog's personalities. And so this dog likes quiet, or this dog will jump up and greet you, or this is a dog that likes to sleep on the bed or doesn't like. I mean, you really give detailed descriptions of their personalities and how they're going to fit into your family.
Right. And we get in dogs from every situation. You know, owner surrenders. We do a lot of owner surrenders. People's health or has gotten bad, or their finances and they can't afford the dogs anymore, or simply life changes, divorces, and they don't feel like they can keep their dog. We also take in dogs. We got into this past week two little Westie puppies that someone saw somebody on Thanksgiving Day throw them out the window of their car.
No.
And they stopped and got them, and they are precious
babies. Gosh.
I think they're about a year old, and, you know, there are so many things that people do to help animals, and there are so many people out there who just don't understand. These animals have feelings just like everybody else. These babies were starved for attention. All they want to do is be loved. You can tell they probably weren't in a home before. They were probably in a yard. First night when they slept on the bed with me, they were like so impressed. You know, they were rolling around on the bed like, oh,
luxury. That is so cute. We're talking with Francine Armstrong. She is the founder and owner of A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back to Francine to find out how you can help out or get involved, or maybe what you can do if you would like to adopt. The number here is 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. Francine Armstrong is here with us from A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Francine, tell us a bit about how people can take a look at the dogs that you do have now and where they can go to see the photos and how to apply if they wanted to actually adopt.
Okay, you can go to aplaceofhoperescue.com, and that's our website. You can see the dogs that are currently available for adoption. That doesn't mean that's all the dogs we have. That means those are the ones that are ready. So we're constantly, every week, putting new dogs on. We get in new dogs all the time. Unfortunately, we get in way too many dogs all the time. And then you can find a dog that you're interested in. You put in an application, or you can just do pre-approval, and where it says the dog's name and description, just tell us what you're looking for, and we can see if there's something that might fit your situation. And another thing is, and I have to say this, because we're approaching the holiday season, and it's a happy time of the year. Everybody's busy. Everybody's searching for gifts. I have to say it. Puppies are not Christmas gifts, guys. They're just not. We don't do surprise gifts for people. You know, we get a lot of people say, oh, I want to get a dog for my grandmother. No, that's a bad idea. If your grandmother's interested in a dog, you need to get your grandmother involved in the process so that she can pick a dog that suits her. We get in so many dogs after the holidays. About 4 months out, when they've gotten them a puppy and it wasn't what they wanted, it isn't something they can handle. And so they bring them to rescue. So,
I think it's great advice, Francine, to realize when you have a puppy, or you're making a 10-year commitment at the minimum.
At the minimum, yes. And we do age-appropriate adoptions. So we don't let people do surprise gifts.
That's you don't want to do that.
It's just a bad idea. Like I said, you can always give somebody a card and say, I'd like to get you a dog for Christmas. Can we do the process together? And then we can find them the right dog. But, you know, so many people think, oh, grandma's lonely and she needs a puppy. Mm. No, grandma probably would rather have an adult dog, mm-hmm. And we have lots of those. We have great adult dogs, I mean, that need homes, whether their owners have died or gone into assisted living or they just had issues, you know. So well, and there are options out there.
Yeah, and one of the things that you do, I think that's a great suggestion. And one of the things, too, that people should realize is that what you do that's really important is you make sure that the dogs are ready for adoption by having them spayed and neutered. They get microchipped. That's very important. And just to kind of clarify for folks, what would be your definition of a small dog? In case someone's thinking, small dog rescue, what does that mean?
Well, it's supposed to mean under 15 pounds is our game plan, but does that always work? No, I have one right now that's 23 pounds. I have one that was returned the other day because it just wasn't working for the family, and she's about 30 pounds now. She wasn't when she was adopted, but she's a little heavier, and, you know, so it depends on the situation. If it's a dog that I feel like I can get adopted and I can foster it, I will take a bigger dog. But most of my fosters prefer the smaller dogs, and that's what they signed up for, was a small dog rescue.
So how do I become a foster? Because that could be the perfect solution, and maybe you're not ready to make that full-time commitment, but you could actually take a dog for a month or two or a couple of weeks. How does that work, and how would they get in touch with you?
They would do the same thing. They would go to the website, and where they have a spot for application to adopt, there's also a spot for you to click on to fill out a foster application. It's a volunteer application. And usually most of the volunteers take one dog at a time. We have a few that will take more. I can strong arm them if I need to. And they're very easy, you know. So they love the dogs, and, you know, they do a good job. So we provide everything you need. We provide the food. We provide all the vet care. If you need dog beds, if you need pee pads, any of that stuff, we provide all of it for them. So it's not out of pocket for them. The only thing out of pocket for them is gas money if they're bringing them to meet and greets or if they have vet appointments. And so it's a good way to find the right dog if you're just not sure, or if you feel like you need to make sure having a dog is what you want to do, because a lot of people get a dog and then go, oh, wow, this is a lot of work.
Surprise.
they're living beings, you know. They have to go outside. They have to go potty. They have to, you know, they're going to make messes. They're going to chew up stuff. So then they might go, oh, well, I don't really think I like having a dog. So it's a good way to find out, and it helps out the community. We see so many dogs in need right now, and unfortunately, we can only take so many. We turn away dogs every day, and it breaks our heart. But we can only take what we have room for and what we have available fosters for. So if anyone's interested in fostering, they can just reach out to the Facebook page, and Christine will talk them through what they need to do, or they can just fill out an application online, and then we'll get with them. And we had a new lady start yesterday, and she's so excited, her and her daughter. And they've already sent us videos this morning of them teaching the puppy to sit. It's one of the Westies that got thrown out the window. So the puppy is thrilled. It's getting treats, and it's learning to sit and spin and lay down. And I was like, oh, wow, that's impressive. This little 11-year-old girl is on it. She's like having a blast with a puppy.
That's great. Well, here's an example. You can go to their website at Place of Hope. Let me make sure I got their website right. placeofhoperescue.com. And then you see the pictures and the names of the pups. So one of them is Honey. And the description, just to give you an idea of how thorough they are, is Honey's a 10-year-old, 31-pound, soft-coated Wheaton Terrier mix who was sent back to us due to family issues. She's a loving, easygoing companion, ready to brighten the life of a forever family who will adore her as much as she adores them. And this is where it gets fun. Honey Bunny is an affectionate, happy, tail-wagging, kissy girl who charms everyone she meets. She's calm, sweet, friendly, and loves being near people. She'll follow you from room to room and has no problem climbing right into your lap for cuddles. She's lively, joyful, full of personality, and does not act her age. And then it says, with other dogs, Honey's playful and social. She may need a minute to warm up, though, but she does get along well with polite dogs. I just love that, right?
Yes, like a minute face.
You got to be polite, dogs. Well, I'm in the same way. I only get along with polite people. Thank you very much. But the descriptions are so thorough that you really get a sense of the, and they're all so different. So if you have a chance, go to Place of Hope Small. Go to a Place of Hope. Make sure I get this right. A Place of Hope Rescue.com, and you can check out the adoptable dogs and see their pictures and descriptions and fill out that application. We're going to take a quick break.
Go ahead. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll do it when we come back.
Okay, when we come back, we're with Francine Armstrong. She is the founder and the person extraordinaire who runs a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. This is Frisky Friday. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute after the break. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and we have Francine Armstrong with us this morning from a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Just a couple minutes left, Francine. What can you say or would you like to mention that we didn't get to yet?
Oh, I was going to say that I want people to understand there's a big difference between us and a lot of the other areas in town, whether it's the shelters or other rescues. People talk about our fees, and our fees are not cheap, but they're not cheap because everything is done for the dog that needs to be done. So when you adopt a dog from us, we use Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital on 9th Avenue, and they're fabulous. They're a great vet. And so when the dogs come in, they get a wellness checkup with the vet, they get a fecal, they get a one-year Bordetella, a one-year parvo distemper shot, a one-year rabies, they get a heartworm test, they get a ProHeart 12 injection, which covers them for a full year of heartworm prevention, they get spayed and neutered, they get a microchip with a lifetime registration, they get, if they're have issues like need a dental, that gets done. Or if they have any health issues, everything is taken care of until they're healthy and ready to go to a family. So it's not like just going to the shelter and grabbing a dog.
They're all ready and ready to go and taken, really been looked after and taken care of.
Everything has been done for them, at least for the first year. So, our dogs are pretty special to us, and we love them, and we stay in touch with our adopters. We have people that we do pup dates on our site all the time, and that's the days. I love the anniversaries of, we've had this one 2 years. Mm-hmm. We do memorials on our dogs if anybody passes away and they let us know. We do a memorial post. I mean, we try to stay very involved in their lives, and I love that about the rescue.
Well, it's a very special place, and you've made it an amazing rescue home for these little dogs and for folks that are looking for a new member of the family. So you can go to their website at aplaceofhoperescue.com, and you can click on there to foster, to adopt, to donate. And I'm sure you could always use donations this time of year.
Always, always.
All right, Francine, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, and we appreciate all that you do. Be sure and check out aplaceofhoperescue.com. This has been Frisky Friday on Pep Talk.
Thank you.